which moves on Shabbos, for example, what does that do? Schach, that's moved.
On the sukkah, what can you do? So we said from the Mishnah Mishnah says that the Maaseh in two places. One place is a bit machmir, but Stevus Achroyim seem to take on the Mishnah Berurah's makel, and the Mishnah Berurah allows a person top reish lamet zayin. I'm going to get involved. Sorry. So there, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel. Nicely, he says there that you're allowed to do it. See, Aleph. Nachos to kosei beyond to the oisos beyond to also lakim. A person must put it himself. Vafilim aruach hipper meni rak mixes minasach levad ein lahoisu beyond to atzma. A person must do it himself. He mustn't add the schach on himself. Vadi day akum. Afilu nofal aschach kuloi gam kein yach kahatis. The Mishnah Berurah's makel by schach fell off on Yom Tov to be able to get a non-Jew to put on, even though we asked last time that the sukkah which a goy puts on is not so ideal. The poskim say that even though the chachil is not the best, but you can still be yotze b'dieved, and therefore in this case one relies on this shitta and one's allowed to ask the goy to put the sukkah on. Who are doing? We said the walls, anything which falls down, part of the sukkah which falls down, and the ma'aseh is not kosher on Yom Tov, one can be makel. One of the reasons why it's mutter on Yom Tov is we said this toaster shitta is that binyan really is a malacha that's mutter on Yom Tov. We don't pass it like this, but since it's such a shitta, so the gabe amir la'akum, we're asking a non-Jew, we're lenient and we rely on this shitta. However, on Shabbos, this head doesn't apply.
So,
on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it.
If he falls off the roof, what he's supposed to do with it?
If what?
Like, he falls off the proper roof. Like, sometimes, once when my father in the roof, he had a
problem
with his
car.
He couldn't
move
it.
So he's got to go
in
to put it back on again.
Why should he put it back on again? It's on the floor.
Right, just ask him nicely. Ask him nicely to put it back on. You'd be surprised. If you ask nicely, you'd be surprised what happens. We don't want it. He doesn't want it, to get another one. So that's the halacha of the schach. Yeah, that's the halacha of the schach. Then we said a chiddush. I just want to finish off with this and go back to our halacha today. And that is if the schach moves off the moshe, let's say half the schach comes off the roof. So let's say it flipped over. So you could have said, look how you could put it back, because it's moist of an oil, because you've got most of the oil there, you've got more than the tefach already there. We said that when it's time to machshir something, to matir something, then we don't allow this. So the ma'aseh, that's that we don't allow. Look, the shabbat, as many possible, don't allow this. And the other thing is to ask a non-Jew, one may not do it himself. Okay. Coming now to the topic tonight, this topic tonight of opening umbrellas and baby prams. So, here's an umbrella over here. Maaseh, what happens? You open an umbrella, like this over here, and you make yourself a nice little oil. This is over, it's going over me, it's protecting me. I go in the rain, I go in the sun, whatever it is, it protects a person. Is that allowed or not? The chayr, when you look at it like this, the chayr should be a problem. Yeah?
So open. It's an oil arai, it's a movement oil.
Yeah, but you must make an oil arai. You mustn't make, that's what we said, the maaseh, to make a roof. Just to protect a person is also the model. Someone, for example, has got a roof, a piece of plastic which he wants to put on his garden, which protrudes out on the wall, and he's going to go underneath it to protect it from the rain. That's not allowed to be done. So an oil arai is also to do on Shabbos. That's also. There's a remark by halacha in Hilchos Oil, which is a very, very interesting halacha. That's in Shin Tev Vov Siv Hei. And the Shulchan Aruch says like this. And we said there's already a few heterim in Hilchos Oil. There's a few allowances in Hilchos Oil. One of the allowances in Hilchos Oil is like this. Kisei ha'osu parokim. A chair which is made of different parts. Ukesh'oreitzim leishim olam. When you want to sit on it, poischin oisa. You open it up. V'ho'er niftoch. And the leather opens up. Now, if you can think of similar to this, like a beach chair. You know, you've got these folding beach chairs. You know what I mean, yeah? And you open it up. What? Flesh from a chair. When you open it up, it makes like an oil. The mice, you make a thing you can sit on. Are you allowed to open that up on Shabbos?
Any folding chair. How
yeah, it's got no machitza. This has got a machitza, really, yeah? Well, the folding chair, the washer opens up, it's got nothing down there, really. But here, this is really like a machitza. Hey, Mike, it doesn't make a difference, right? Yeah, it's like a folding chair. Here, interesting, a folding chair. So the mice, the machaber says, Poitzkin Oisei, Vaiha Einiftach, Shemassim is a swing race, or Einiftach, when you want to close it out, you just fold it up. Mutter la postre le chatchila. You're allowed to open it le chatchila on Shabbos. Now, what's going on over here? Why am I filled with oil? What happened all of a sudden with this oil? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Ha'ovid Vakoy Vajim. This is a very interesting case of an oil. An oil normally is you make a tent on Yom Tov. This chair was already there. Everything was in there. It was all in position, ready to be an oil. All you're doing is unfolding. Unfolding an existing item, which has already got everything there, is not called making an oil. Oh, 1 minute. 1 minute. Oh, no, 1 minute, my friend, yeah? So, you hear what's going on?
So far.
Well, yeah, but he's got a good kashra. He said, well, here, much, well, an umbrella over here is to protect the person. When you open that chair up there, it's not protecting anything underneath it.
It's meant to sit on.
It's meant to sit on, but you're not using the airspace underneath.
Here you're using the oil.
Yeah, a good point, very good point. Zot the Mishnah Berurah over here. Mahai Taima Shoyla Hamid Achop, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Pran Amogan Avron. Or Mahai Taima, for this reason, Mutter Lahamid Chupa. Well, the salka, you're allowed to open, you know these chuppas, you've got four poles, and you've got the velvet on top, and when you finish using it, you put it all down, collapsible on the floor. Now you open it up, says the Mar Avraham, from this halacha, you learn you can do that. Now that's a bit worse, that case there, because there, you're doing it over chos and kala. So the Mogen Avraham seems to be learning from this het of Kisa Troskel that it works, even if it's going to protect people. Because not knowing your day, so I don't know what you mean. That's not a riot at all. You can't do that. You're only allowed to do it if you're not protecting people underneath. I, the Chosman Calicator's mutter, that's not really to protect them, that's only covered. You want to honour them, but that's not protecting them. So the big machlokes over here, how this works, this het of kisa troskel, does it work even when you're protecting someone underneath? Zot Noi Yehuda, he's going with a shitty, it doesn't work to protect you. So Noi Yehuda, umbrellas are up question. Because an umbrella is meant to protect the person, and therefore the umbrellas are not allowed. The mice are many poskim are choik with the Noi Yehuda on this point, and they tie like the Mogen Avraham, the Pashto Mogen Avraham, that even though the chuppah is covering a person, kisei truskel, this thing which is made to open and close, that's what it's made for, it's mutter even if it's protecting a person. Unbelievable thing. Okay. Oh, I'm covering the umbrella in a minute. Yeah? As I stated in the Mogen Avraham. Says the Bialocha. The Bialocha later in what do you call it? In Shin Tes Vol, Siv Tes, Siv Tefa, where's that? Which one is it? I've got the Bialocha, I can't find the Tefa, I wonder which one it is. Looks like the last one. Siv Tes, it looks like, but I can't see it in Siv Tes. Ah, in Siv Vol. And Siv Ches. Says the Bialocha. Here, our dovan is his umbrellas. What about covering our car using an umbrella? So he's got a whole lot of riches over here, the Bialocha, and he says, Robo Achroim was ever to frame. There, Klav Yeshava, Habash Machmirin, Voisin, the Postrom, Mitab oil. Many people don't allow it because of oil. The question is why? So he says over here, it brings many Achroim to hold it. Since you intend to make an oil, the Hain Lahogim, the Achopa, the Gashomim, even that also to do. He says, the Bialocha is over here, but ain't a dome of kisei truskel. It's not similar to our kisei truskel, this folding one. Now, this I don't understand so much what it means. Also, ain't a shum meister b'shabbos. He's not doing anything. He just opens up a chair. Raksha marach and push a kamotik. You're just undoing the folds in the chair. Shoyabok. Masha enkin bezer. In this case, it's an umbrella. She said, sorry, liksha oisim b'tsuas. You have to tie it with old umbrellas. You have to tie it with threads. And the hamidah, the hatka, you have to put a peg inside it to make it firm. That whole business is much worse. Now that's not our umbrellas. Our umbrellas are much better, yeah?
When you push an umbrella up, it clicks.
Okay, that's nothing. The peg is a whole avoda looks like too. You just stick a peg through it.
It's the same idea,
but it's, I mean, you can't, it's a big kiddish device. And some of the kids they trust also, you have to stick something in. I don't know if it just opened up and it was fine. Yeah, you have to hear. I hear what you're saying. So here's a big shider with the Mr. Rules talking about our ones over here. Pastor's not talking about our umbrellas over here. So here the Pachronim say the following. Pachronim here, Marshal, Urcha Shabbos, I think we find Urcha Shabbos. Urcha Shabbos and Sif Vov, Peretz Vov. Hebrew, they're all busy with this Shiloh, yes, an important Shiloh. A leilech imitzriyah b'shabbos. He paskins the ma'aseh one should not go with an umbrella on Shabbos. I feel in poskim erev Shabbos. I mean, this case over here is a very good idea. Moshe could have said the whole reason is to make an oil. So I'm asking, if I made this on erev Shabbos, I put the umbrella out. I told you, someone told me, I know someone actually, he didn't tell me, I just happened to know someone, he told me on Rosh Hashanah, he went to Davin in Shai Torah, Rosh Hashanah morning, and it was raining, he took his umbrella with him. He opened the umbrella, it wasn't open before, he opened it on Shabbos. He said to me he couldn't think what was wrong. He walked in the street with the umbrella. Hi, Mishai, hi. He didn't know anything that was wrong with it. He said, ask him, he looks on the street. He said, no, he didn't. It was Rosh Hashanah, there was no one to look at him. Anyway, he came into Yeshiva, he put his umbrella down and everything. And then I suppose he chat that there's a problem. He didn't know what the problem was. Anyway, he told me afterwards, it's an interesting thing. So he thought, there's no problem. So I'm telling you, let's say in this case, it's opened up already. Now let's say on Yom Tov, there's no problem with Hoytzah, there's no problem of carrying. So call him Marzain, and the Moshe, all the place where there's an Erev, there's no problem at all, are you allowed to use it? So he, the Orcha Shabbos, said, I mean, you can't. Ein, Leilich, Mitzvah, Mishav, Rina, Potsu, Erev, Shav, Roh, Ora. At the bottom over here, he brings down all the raids over here. Can't say he doesn't like it. What the reason why some poskim don't like it, what the reason why some people don't like it over here, is many poskim take on that even though it's really like his etruscal, our umbrellas, and really in Svara it should be mutter, there are people who, first of all, people used to carry them on Shabbos. There's a big nechshol. And that is, if you allow an umbrella to be used on Shabbos, it's very easy. People are going to make mistakes. And people are going to carry it just like normal. They're going to fold up the umbrella and walk in the street with it. And he said, people used to do that, I might say. It used to be, that was one of the first things Reform did, actually. Reform was one of the things they did. They held it was a big Indian to you have an umbrella on Shabbos. So this was a big piercer, and therefore the Achronim were very, very mutmid not to use umbrellas on Shabbos. That was one thing, not to use, because people used to carry them. And therefore, the general consensus of all the poskim is that one should not use an umbrella on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Yeah, it's a gzeirah, it's not watching Shabbos. Once you allow it on Yom Tov, you're going to make a mistake on Shabbos. Even though Me'ik Ha'din, you're allowed to, I'll tell you where it makes a difference, Mr. Moshe. Some people have got in their garden, for example, they've got, they want to sit in the garden in the summer's day and they've got a parasol. So are you allowed to open that up on Shabbos? In Svara, that is mutter. This is not nichla gzeirah. Again, here, some rabbonim say, look, it's very difficult to distinguish between umbrellas or not, and therefore we don't allow any sort of umbrellas to do. Other rabbonim say that's already a bit far already, and therefore a parasol or things like that, you know, that already some people are more lenient. Who I did on a child's buggy, some people are lenient. Again, some poskim hold that's easy to make a distinction. And also, you know, some stuff I haven't seen it for a while, but sometimes you get on these food items you get, there's a little tiny umbrella you can open up. Yeah? Is that oil? Is that what it means? Yeah, it could be a tefah. It could be, it can be. You put like a small, like, yeah, it could be. But again, some people don't like this because maybe you might make a gzeira on top of it. Yeah, make it then. It's much like a kiss of trust, really. Really, make it then. Shri Mutter. The question is how far you go with this gzeira. That's the question. So generally speaking, a normal umbrella one should not use on Yom Tov, even if it's been opened up before, even if it's Yom Tov, even if you've got an Erev in town. The consensus of poskim is, I didn't see anyone who was Michael to do this.
There should be a difference with
different
umbrellas.
What's that?
Because you're opening it for the first time.
What, Makapai? I'm not sure if that is it the first time? I don't know if it is. Maybe it could be they've tried it out first of all. I'm not sure if you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's very possible. When they made it, it would open up.
Well, you open it in the factory.
So no, in a factory maybe. When they make it, it's probably made opened, and then they fold it afterwards. Yeah, probably. They don't make it folded, probably. They probably make it opened. So now it's probably been opened already before. Now you open it. It was once opened already beforehand.
See, it works. They test it.
Yeah, probably. It's very like, well, they might do a batch. They might not do everything at once. Might do a batch. I don't know. I would have thought they'd make it like that. It would probably open. You have to know. That's an interesting question. Yeah. Oh, the other one is an interesting question is the hood of a pram. So Lechayim, this is also the same heter. Lamoshe, let's say one's got a pram, and the hood is folded right back. Are you allowed to unfold it on Shabbos? Don't you say on Shabbos? Yeah, Lechayim, it's based on the collapsible chair. Again, according to the Nodi Behuda, that you're protecting a person underneath it, that could be much worse. But we take on, looks like many poskim take on, that this heter of Kisei Trust works even if it's protecting a person underneath it. So according to that, you've got the buggy, which is folded up, not folded, yeah, the hood is completely folded up, and then you want to open it on Shabbos, you're allowed to pull it open over the rest of the buggy. So far, so good. Because it's mamish kisei trasko, this is mamish, it's folded up, all it is missing is putting it open down, that's allowed to be done. Now the shyness, can you add a rain cover to this? Well, that's an interesting shyness. A plastic rain cover, which wasn't on before Shabbos, yeah? Can you add that on Shabbos itself? Now that's l'chora poshut. If a person opens up the hood of the buggy, which is allowed to, and then he puts the rain cover on afterwards, is that allowed? That's moisture of oil. That's allowed because you're adding onto an oil. You've got an oil of a tefach already there, and now you want to add to that, you're allowed to do that. Good?
Yeah.
The shayla is, if it's folded up, let's say the buggy is folded up, the hood of the buggy is folded up, can you now put the rain cover on and open it up? Is that good enough as well? Or do you have to open up the hood for tefach first and then pull the rain cover over? So that I saw many poskim say, I couldn't see anyone who says differently, the poskim I saw all saying you have to open up a tefach of the hood first to get moist, to get the oil, and then you're moist about the oil with the rain cover.
Fits that way anyway.
What?
The hood will only fit if you open up the hood. The plastic, the rain cover will only fit, presumably, when the hood's open anyway.
I'm not sure.
It will only be useful, but it will still work.
Yeah, it's all right. You could avoid doing it.
It should be secure.
You could still make it, you could avoid doing it. You could avoid doing it.
Enjoy it at the end of on the child's head. You might not enjoy it, but my sister's
anyway, the Maisa, I couldn't see anyone says differently, but the Maisa is very interesting halacha. This, the possible say that what one should do is one should open up the hood of the buggy for one tefach. That means even though when it's folded up, it might be a width of a tefach, that we saw already, the roll itself doesn't count as a tefach, yeah? So you have to open a little bit of the hood to make the tefach come down, and then you can put the plastic on top and let it come completely down. That's mutter's do.
If the buggy's folded completely.
That's all right. When you open up a buggy,
no problem.
You open up a buggy because it's trusted. That's how to check. The hood is folded like completely. You can open the hood, and then you can put the plastic cover on. It's a good answer.
The cover
of the pram, I'm talking about tomorrow. Covering the plan, you have to know the hood. That could be. He's talking about the cover of the plan, of the pram. So the washer, I don't know. Let's say you got the baby lies down in the pram. Let's say over here. The baby's lying here, right? You want to put something over this?
A cover over here.
It's like a blanket, but there's a here a halal tefach, yeah? There could well be a tefach gap between the plastic that goes over it and the blanket. That is much worse. That is a problem. Unless you could make it that there's not a tefach gap between the plastic and what you call it. Or unless you've got part of it, unless it's the plastic on normally. No, so that is worse. That's the whole problem. If it's a tefach gap between the blanket and this roofing, then you've made an oil on Shabbos. And that's much to protect the baby. That is worse.
Why
is
it an umbrella?
An umbrella is oimed. When this umbrella is folded, it's oimed to be put on. The plastic is off the umbrella. The cover is off the pram. It's not on the pram. It's a separate piece. You know, it's not on there. It's not folded up, it's off the piece, it's not joined onto the thing at all. Here, you've got the whole oil as it is. All you have to do is just open it up. That's a different story to complete. So again, so what we said tonight is very interesting. About an umbrella, we spoke about the chur. Make out then the chur and umbrella should be mustered to use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, the consensus of poskim is not to use it, even if it's open beforehand, even if it's Yom Tov, even if you've got an Erev, one does not use an umbrella on Shabbos Yom Tov. Opening the hood of a pram is mutter, it's like kisei truskel, that's allowed. And to put the rain cover on, if you open up one tefach of the hood, of the buggy, you can then put the plastic over that. It's moist of the oil, it's mutter.
Same time.
Yeah.
Well, that's